Morning, Bible School.
Morning.
What a start to the year. It's an amazing finish to the year, and it's an amazing start. And I'm sure we'll all go away refreshed and rejuvenated on a spiritual high. I thought this morning we would consider the idea of prioritization. I know it's an individual thing, and so we can't do this as a group, but as a way of exhortation, as a way to think about what's going on in your lives, I thought it's a really good way to reflect on the week. What things can we take away from Bible school? What things can we apply in our lives? What learnings can we use for the better in this world before our Lord returns? And I've always loved this chapter in Nehemiah 6, and there's just a couple of passages that I just think they just like exemplify prioritization. There's this total dedication that Nehemiah displays, and it's such a great lesson for us. So I thought we'd consider this morning, and I'll keep this quite short because I know our brains are full. We'll have a look at this in Nehemiah chapter 6. And we know what's happened. The walls of Jerusalem are broken and the gates are destroyed. So Nehemiah's worried. He's very upset. He asks leave to go back to Jerusalem and finish the walls, rebuild them. And his enemies in the land or surrounding the land of Jerusalem, they hear of this and they start getting worried. So all through this chapter, there's this plan to try and derail the work. And in verse 2, Sanballat and Geshem sent to him and said, "Come, let's meet together." But it says at the end of that verse, "They intended to do me harm. And so I sent messengers to them and I said, 'I am doing a great work and I cannot come down.'" I've written that up there just to remember. I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. And they sent four times in the same way, and finally Sanballat sends a messenger, or one of his servants, and says, "You know, the reason we want to meet together is because everyone thinks that you're going to rebel and set up your own king." And verse 9 says, they wanted to frighten us. They wanted to stop the work. That's actually what they were trying to do. And Nehemiah is not deterred. He continues on with the great work. Finally, we find in verse 10, Shemaiah, he goes, "Let's go into the temple because people are trying to kill you." And of course, if you think about it, if Nehemiah is killed, then the work possibly won't be completed. But I really love his response in verse 11. He said, "What, should I run away? In what manner as I should go into the temple and live? I will not go in." Well, he was determined, wasn't he? He was dedicated. He was focused. He'd made the rebuilding of the walls a priority in his life at that time, and he wasn't going to be distracted. And so we know, how long did it take for the walls to be rebuilt? Who remembers? 52 days. 52 days! The whole city walls and the gates. 52 days of prioritization. And as I say, I believe this is a really brilliant lesson in dedication, prioritization, and focus. So for us to consider as we leave Bible school this year, I just would like you to consider in your own lives things that you might prioritize. And I certainly do this myself. And we've got a wee activity that we wanted to do. So we have a certain group of young people from Auntie Judith's class who are going to do a job for me. So if all the young people from Auntie Judith's class could come up the front over here, could you all do that? All the people that said they would do our job,
So there was 10 of you, I believe. All right, here we go. This is, we're just going to line up over here, guys. Nice. I don't know if we've got quite 10. And maybe just take a half a step back and watch the mic. Watch the mic. It's all right, we've got space. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do, we have, for everyone in the audience, this is a vessel, right? Today, it's a symbolic of our lives, our time, what we think about, what we prioritise. So each of these young people are going to drop a ball into this vessel. You might not be able to see that up the back. Let's go, just one each. Nice, thank you. Nice. Everyone's going for the orange balls. Oh, there's a white one. Needed more orange ones, didn't I? Brilliant, yes. And there might have been one more volunteer, so that would just put that into. What could go wrong? So we have these golf balls. And this is I got this inspiration from a YouTube clip, right? Of course you do. Everything's from online. These are, to me, the big things in life. The things that really matter. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. So what I'm going to do now, if this goes right, I'm going to put some marbles into our life also. Let's have a look. See if this works. Lots of marbles. Actually, I counted them out. 70 marbles went into that container. It's a lot of other things in life, isn't it? 10 golf balls, 70 marbles. Now, if you think, is our life full? What would you say? It's got 80 things. I now have some sugar. Sugar, yeah, sweet things, things that are kind of fun. And let's see, 2 cups of sugar, see how it goes. That one's got a bit of water, that's not good. Oops. And that one got spilled. See how it's cascading down. What would you say?
Got a lot more than 80 things.
Our life is fairly full. A lesson in prioritisation. We have a life full with large balls, kind of other things that are large but not so large, and then a whole lot of sugar. So what we'd like to do is have another life lived and see what the difference is. I have another jar. And I have a group of 11 and 12-year-old girls. There's 5 of them who are going to come up and add some golf balls in a moment. So you guys make your way up. And we'll just do something before we get these girls to... If you guys just drop over there, just stay there for a second. What we'll do this time is we'll put the sugar in first and see what happens. So let's go. 2 cups of sugar. Fairly full. Same amount of sugar. What do you think is going to happen to the marbles? I'm going to sit on the top. Yeah, nice. Just trying not to spill too many. But let's see. 70 marbles. And now... This time I've only got 5 golf balls left for these 5 young ladies. So let's go. Let's have a look. 1 here, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well done. Thank you. Thank you, kids. Let's give them a round of applause. How many golf balls did I have the first time round? 10. And how many the second time?
5.
I can't put a lot on that, so you know. So what I wanted you to think about in this lesson,
object lesson. What would we say in our lives are the big things, the most important things, which I'm calling golf balls? And I'll just write a couple of things down here. Does anyone want to have a stab? Perhaps it's something that we might take from this weekend.
Love.
Excellent. Anyone else?
Family.
Family. Yep.
Health.
Sorry?
Health?
Yep.
God.
Ecclesia. Bible.
Ecclesia.
That'll be good. That's probably enough. We'll say prayer. And someone said job, and I'm interested in this. What would you say are marbles?
Money.
Maybe hobbies?
Food.
Food. I don't know, there might be some sugar already. Coffee? Coffee might be up a bit. I only had one coffee today, so what's going on? Car? House? House? Garden? I guess the point with these things is they're important, right? But not necessarily, you can always get another garden. In fact, my wife's just made our garden into a chicken run. Don't know if the chickens are still there, but we'll see when we get home. Okay, so there's a few things, and of course this is a very individual thing. Okay. Now what about the sand? Marbles? See this beautiful artistry? Marbles. Oh, sorry. Golf balls. Marbles. That's sand. Sugar. Yep. So we have sugar. I just wrote a simple few facts up here. See if you can guess these. There's something that research suggests that we do 186 times per day. Check our phone. Yep. Okay. That's an average. This is from extensive research through Google AI Assistant. We have 2 hours and 23 minutes per day we do something, on average. This is... It's long on the toilet. It's actually, well, who else? Some of the teens will do this all the time. No. It's to do with your phone. Here's a clue. Social media. I'll just go SM. Okay, and then finally, 2.8 hours per day I think this was a North American study. People do this.
Sleep.
Recreation. TV. No. Yes, TV. TV and online scrolling. So, yeah. And I guess my point is just simply this. That if we treat the things that are more like sugar, thus sweet, right? Probably not that good for you, certainly not in too much abundance. If we put them in our lives first, then we start getting less and less time for the big things. Yeah? I'm going to leave this here while we share the emblems in a moment. We've had an opportunity this week to reflect, haven't we? Brother Joseph's been leading us in an amazing series on the kings. He's talked about preparation. He's talked about seeking God, asking for help, trusting in the Lord. There's a quote that I really love that he mentioned. "The Lord is with me." This is from Azariah speaking to King Asa. "The Lord is with you, while you are with him." And that's true for all of us, isn't it? And then Brother Darren's been talking about showing compassion, showing empathy to the vulnerable, to the widows, fatherless, sojourners, poor. Jesus said, you fed the hungry. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you came to me. So I just want to take a moment, and it will be a little awkward moment, but that's okay. We like awkward. What's important? Just to reflect in your own life. What is important? What are these things? And are any of them not making it in? Because you don't have time because you're filling your life with this stuff. Honestly, ask yourselves this. What's the sugar in your life? It's sweet, delicious kind of, but not so good for you. So I'll give you a moment just to think about this, just in your own minds. Okay. I know that's it's kind of tricky and it's challenging, and but man, that was quiet. It's a great time for reflection, isn't it, after Bible school? It's a great time to pause, to consider, and to process what we've learned and what we've considered and who's going through what and who we've met. When Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." And honestly, if we were to reflect on this week that we've had, and perhaps just apply just one thing in our lives, we'll be more like our Lord. And we've just sung that, haven't we? We'll be more like him. We'll be one step closer. Our Lord trusted in God. He exemplified the traits we've considered from the kings, didn't he? In preparation and seeking God and trusting God. And he paved the way for us to treat one another. He reached to the afflicted. And he asks us if we're weary and if we're burdened, come to him. He's the good shepherd of the sheep. And we remember him this morning. It's unlikely that any of us are building a wall. Some of us might be in the construction area. But it's unlikely we're building a wall to protect a city. But we can all draw the lesson from Nehemiah. It's about prioritization. It's about dedication. And it's a lesson for us all. Be a little more like Nehemiah. And remember Nehemiah's response to those who wanted to distract him. It's up here. I'm doing a great work, and I cannot come down.